When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It is Santa Stop number two for My Talk. Lori and Julia are hanging out right now at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters Live, one of our favorite places in the metro area to hang out. So sit back and enjoy this lovely show from Chanhassen Dinner Theaters.
Thank you, Graham.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hold your applause.
That's right.
There's room in the front.
Right.
Everyone who's come forward. There's extra seats. Just singles. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Well, how was your drive?
It was, you know, slow.
It's just slow.
Slow, and
get
I pulled.
Whatever you want if you go slow.
Yeah, I had to pull over, though. The ice was building up on my my windshield wipers.
Really?
Yeah, it was like more kind of a rain in St. Paul happening.
It's good flakes out here.
Yeah, it's heavier snow in Chanhassen. But anyway, if people live in the neighborhood, I hope they're going to not break their tradition and not come by. Because they know this is a good one.
We are thrilled. We are thrilled to be here. Thank you for everyone having us back. And there's so much going on over the holidays at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Yeah, there really is.
Listen, this is such a magical place during the holiday season. Every room is decorated differently, I swear. And I still like the little ice pond right outside the room. What's the name of the room we're in today? We're in the Playhouse.
Yes, we are in the Playhouse.
We've been in several years.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a fun... Stevie Ray's Playhouse. There's a piano over there. I might play a little for everyone later.
That would be nice.
But just a reminder, we are live. We're going to be here till 6 o'clock. It's a Santa stop. Bring an unwrapped gift if you can. Or we've got many more Santa stops. Just come by and say hi. There's going to be free poo-poos, appetizers for people. I already see something out. Mm-hmm. There might be a drink special. There's coffee. There's tea. There's candy. There's swag from My Talk. And we're here.
That's right, Julia.
So, woo!
Keep your lights on, your radio on, and just drive real slow and creep on out here.
Creep on out here.
Yeah.
We already had our cute moment of the day. Do you care if I tell?
Oh, I do.
So this woman comes over, and I'm just going to call her that for right now, and says, and Lori's out greeting the crowd, you know, absolutely everyone who's here. We have the wait staff. We've got the marketing department.
Right.
We have the talent. We've got the MyTalk staff. We've got the MyTalk engineers. We've got our sales MyTalk team. And Lori goes to the one woman that she didn't recognize in the crowd and says,
oh. No, I recognized her.
Oh, she recognized her. Yeah. Thank you for coming again. I love it that you come every year.
She works here.
She works here. So, so funny. And I'm like, Lori, she works here.
Oh,
good.
Man.
Way to go. Way to go. Oh. You recovered well.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Well, you're so pretty, I remember you.
Classic.
I mean, that's
classic.
A great way to recover from something like that.
Really, really it is. I want to give people a reminder, if you're a fan of Love Actually, the Diane Sawyer sit down with most of the people from that movie is on tonight on ABC, I think at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And, I mean, she had like Laura Linney and Emma Thompson and Hugh Grant. Just a lot of people. Also, the director, writer, Richard Curtis. But I will just... I was thinking about how much I love Love Actually in the 9 different movie lines. And I really love at the end when the one guy goes to Milwaukee and meets the girls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of them is January Jones. And anyway, but I'll just remind
people. The party guy.
The party guy. But I'll just remind people who think it's, oh, that's a great movie to watch with my 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Sturdy.
There's a porn scene that's
it's
filmed
dirty.
That's in Love Actually. I just want to remind people that one guy and that gal, they're doing the filming
that's
of the scene. You will be running for your remote when you watch that movie. Just a little reminder that
it's not a perfect family show.
No,
that's
it
so
isn't.
Funny because you're so right. You forget about it. All of a sudden it pops up like,
you're like, oh my gosh, where's the remote?
That. There's that.
Yeah.
There's that button.
So anyway, so that's on tonight. It's just the laughters and secret, the laughter and secrets of Love Actually. And yeah, it's a Diane Sawyer special. That's what she calls it.
I'm excited about that. And yeah, she's been doing quite a few of these. I like her in action.
Yeah, I hated her on the Britney Spears. Remember, we thought everybody had horrible interviews. People were so inappropriate with her.
Well, and it's interesting, kind of, because like Brooke Shields has spoken out in the past
about Barbara Walters.
How inappropriate she was with her. Mm-hmm. It's just times have changed, and you think about how horribly rude women were to women.
Yes.
And men were to women, but I mean, yeah, women were rude to women too.
Absolutely.
So anyway,
yeah, Grant, you're probably glad to be over in the studio, although you're going to have to make your way home tonight too.
Yeah, you and I, yeah, traveled opposite directions, so I've got to drive home in this tonight. But
it's not bad.
They're saying it's going to stop maybe like by 4, so we can get the plows out.
It's not bad. I just want it to stay so we can ski.
Oh, it's going to stay. It's going to get cold. Good. You're going to get your wish. You're going to have your damn snow around.
I want snow. I live in Minnesota.
Yeah. Casey just looked at me and he goes, well, by the time you get home, I said, what, you'll be this snow blowing genie again? Because he does.
Or I thought
he
was going to say, I'll be in bed.
No. He loves snow blowing everybody on this. He's got the biggest snow blower in the neighborhood.
Hey, oh, that's what
that's what he calls it. And he just will be out there doing sidewalks and people's driveway. He loves it.
I get it. That's me with lawns. I will mow anybody's lawn that wants it done.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I've never seen anyone who loves to put on his, winter gear.
It's nice outside.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's not.
It's 24 and it's a blizzard out there.
I don't know why people are so afraid of it. I actually think it's so charming when it snows out. I am a snow bunny, though. I can't help it.
It was hard to see at the midpoint of today. I don't know what it's like out there now, but I was just like flashing my lights when I felt it was safe at the people who don't have their lights on. I'm just like, come on, dudes.
Here's
and
a new
dudettes.
Trend I noticed, because I came from Woodbury out here to Chan and Eden Prairie, and the new trend I noticed is if you want to drive slow, instead of driving in the far right lane, you drive in the middle lane and just put your flashers on. Mm. I saw 3 different cars
doing
just letting us know they were going to drive slow and they had their flashers on in the middle lane, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah. See, that kind of gives me anxiety because I feel like they have engine problems and they're going to stop.
You would think, but they just kept
They're just
going.
Letting you know. I've noticed that, too. Not in the middle as much as the right lane because, if they just want to go slow, really, really slow, by all means, go for it.
Yeah, but in the middle lane.
In the middle, but yeah.
Wow. It was today. I just saw it. I was just kind of laughing like, all right.
Little trend.
New trend alert.
Yeah.
Not a fan of it, though.
No, not really, because I think I'm nervous about that car.
Yeah, exactly. And then I got to drive by it. So stay as far right as you can if you're going to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, people. All right. Well, we have a fun show. We've got a we've got a legend from the Twin Cities on with us today.
That's right, Ginger Commodore. I was surprised that she drove in. I'm like, woman, you are good. She's like mimicking because I'm she could call in.
She totally could.
But of course, we thought of that too late to tell Ginger. And then we were talking to an author today about a really great book that I read on vacation.
Just
recently.
So good.
It's called The Widow. And the book just came out a couple of weeks ago. But that is really
good
suspense thriller, but kind of with a political edge. And it's called The Widow. So Kira is going to be on at 3:30. Sure. So yeah.
We have a special door prize.
We do?
A MyTalk door prize.
What is it?
I'm not telling you.
All right.
For anyone who comes, it's just special prizes today here at the Chan Acin Dinner Theater. We'd love it if you stop by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about things that are happening here this holiday season and chat with Ginger. This is Lori and Julia. We are live at the Chan Acin Dinner Theater. We'll be right back. That's the voice of Ginger Commodore.
Ginger.
And
you're bringing it. And of course, you are a singer, songwriter, and actress who we've been lucky to have in the Twin Cities for a long time.
And we are live at the Chan Acin Dinner Theater today.
What was the name of that song we were just hearing you sing?
Mary. That one was Mary Had a Baby.
Harriet, and Sounds of Blackness were with me on that song.
Lord Almighty, yeah. That is a good song. And we are lucky because we have the opportunity to have Christmas with a whole lot of soul with you.
Coming up.
That will be two shows. And
it's on Wednesday, December 14th, a matinee and an evening. I love a Wednesday matinee.
Absolutely. It did so well last year, so we're trying it again.
So December 14th and 15th.
No, just the 14th.
Two shows. Okay. Yep, 1 o'clock and 8:15.
Yes,
love it.
I love a matinee midweek.
Me too.
I think that's awesome.
Who are your special guests going to be whole lot of soul show?
Well, this year I will have my daughter singing with me again. We've been working together a lot. She's usually out on the road with her own group.
Does she have a name?
She has a name. It's Ashley Commodore. She is Ashley Commodore. And she's going to come and sing a few songs with me. My son, Brandon, plays in the band. Brandon Commodore is the drummer. He's usually out on the road as well. So I'm excited when it's a weekday and they can be involved.
Yeah. What is that like for you to perform with your family? Is it just all kind of what you've known forever?
Well, I've known forever, but they are excellent musicians. And so that's what makes it fun. They know what they're talking about and they talk what they know. So it is wonderful to work with them. I really enjoy both of them.
Do they ever give you pointers like, Mom, you're flat on that note? Or
no.
I think you're holding on
too
long.
Better not.
No.
I would razz my mom.
No, I'm rarely flat. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But when my daughter was small and we were doing More by Four, she came and learned all of the music. We had to give her own music to read when she was 3 and 4 years old, and she would know the dances and the parts that we sang, and she would then that part goes like this. She's actually kind of still like that.
I forgot you were in More by Four.
That's right.
I love More by Four.
That's right.
So this is an old, you know, whole lot of soul experience with Christmas music, which I think is just so different than anything else. And hearing you sing the Mary song, it's lovely.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. We're going to church and we're R&B and soul.
We are indeed. And it'll be songs that you recognize. Right. It won't be anything new.
Right.
But it just has a little different twist every now and then, different feels. And
do you have a favorite song that you sing?
You know, I've been asked that.
Well, only because I know a lot of people like Old Holy Night.
Well, it is one of my favorites. So I do O Holy Night a cappella. So it's one of my favorites. Almost I'll say every song that we're doing is actually one of my favorites. It would be hard to pick one.
Right. Was it hard to come up with the set list? Because you had to take stuff out.
It is very hard to come up with the set list, but we're building off of the show we did last year, the last 2 years, and keeping the ones that were really special to us, and we added a couple new ones.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. Okay, in addition to you, the Jan Hassan has all these other holiday shows. We ran into Pamela McNeil on the way in.
Yeah, she was doing rehearsals.
Right. She was doing rehearsals?
Yes, I think her show is sold out. But
excellent.
We have Kat Perkins.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to be here December 16th through 18th, which I think is a Friday through Sunday. We have a Celtic holiday Hooli with the O'Shea Irish Dancers and a whole lot of fun the 19th to the 21st.
Nice.
Christmas on the Prairie, which may have Mary Jane, Amy. That team. And then, of course, the Andy and Bing.
Mick Sterling
and Ben Yucatec. And that's going to be, and the full orchestra, that's going to be December 26th through the 30th. And then a Vintage Vegas New Year matinee and evening with Mick Sterling. That's a new show.
It's a new show. But you know what's happening?
What?
Is that there is a holiday show here at Chan Hassan almost every night of the week.
Isn't that true?
That's unheard of.
In addition to... The play.
Yes. We got Footloose is going.
Yep.
Yay! Footloose.
I know. It's so fun. Now, you starred. Did you star in Hairspray or you performed here in Hairspray?
I starred in Hairspray. Well, yeah, I was the star. No.
Of course.
I had my part.
How do you like the live theater acting and singing musicals versus just performing and doing a show by yourself? You know, on your own.
I like it. I like live performance and shows because everything is rehearsed and it's the same thing every time. And you just go there and you do your job and you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
When you have your live shows,
yeah,
and when you have your own shows, you can do it the way you want to every time. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's great. So, yeah, both
you like
work
to be in charge, basically, is what I heard from that whole thing. I'm going to Hollywood stage.
I kind of get that.
Yeah. I get that. So,
give us some of the other songs we're going to hear on Christmas with a Whole Lot of Soul. Just like name drop a couple other songs.
Well, Santa Baby.
Sure.
And Merry Christmas Baby, a B.B. King classic.
Yes, that is a good one.
What else are we going to do?
Is Santa Baby, do you like, is Eartha Kitt
yeah.
the one? Do you do Eartha Kitt kind of?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Well, you know, why mess with success.
Right. So remember when Madonna tried to do something with that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, don't do that.
I know. Don't do that.
Do you have any advice for Madonna? This is a conversation. Wait,
just between me and you.
Yeah, right. We're at the Janice and Dinner Theater. Ginger Carmeter, she has a Christmas with a Whole Lot of Soul. There's two shows on Wednesday, December 14th, an afternoon and evening. And we'd love it if people came and joined you because they'd be in for a huge, huge, fun, wonderful
they should.
Day.
They should come out.
What's your advice for Madonna? I mean, because you know.
But you know, I really don't want to give any advice to Madonna.
Do you ever follow her?
Advice you'd give to Madonna so we can give it to her.
Do you ever follow her and see kind of how she's morphing and things like that? So you don't even know where we're coming from when we say that.
Well, I know Madonna.
Yeah.
And I know that she's said a couple things recently that have gotten her into just a little bit of trouble. But, you know, Madonna is Madonna.
Right.
And she's done what she's done and she's got what she's got. And I'm good with that.
Own it. Own
Ginger,
it. Do you
have, I like that I diplomatic good answer. That
do you
is
have
so
like,
good.
Do you like, did you grow up loving like, I don't know. Yeah, we were just talking about Tina Turner yesterday.
She turned 83 on Saturday.
Yes. Was there someone that you grew up like, oh, I want to be like her?
You know, for me, it was Aretha Franklin.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
And a lot of it was because I actually got a chance to meet her when I was a teenager. And we had a little conversation and some photos and things like that.
Where'd you meet her?
You know what? She was in Minneapolis for a Aquatennial event. When they used to have concerts open to the public, you know, it didn't cost anything to go there. And she was here for that. And I was part of the welcoming committee that met her at the airport. And she was terrified because she doesn't like to fly.
She doesn't like to fly.
All right.
So, yeah. So it would be Aretha.
That's a good choice. How lovely.
Are we listening to you right now, Ginger, out?
It could be me.
This is Let It Snow to end it out here.
Oh, thank you, Grant. Ginger, best. It was just so fun to sit and see you face to face.
I feel like you can be great. I agree with you.
Your show was a
Ginger
huge success.
Commodore, Christmas with a Whole Lot of Soul at Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Go to chanhassendt.com for tickets.
That's
and the show's
right.
Wednesday, December 14th. Woo-hoo. Two shows.
Want to see you there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
so
you.
Wonderful. Happy holidays. We're going to take a quick break. We are live at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, and we'll be right back. It's Lori and Julia here on My Talk. And we just want to remind everybody we're doing one of our Santa stops today. We're at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. And would be delighted if you stop by. We've got food, we've got poo-poos, we've got gifts, we've got it all. But we are delighted right now to have another edition of the Lori and Julia Book Club, which is brought to you by the Book Club Restaurant. And something's happened with our headsets really quickly. The crowd is too loud. Can you guys hold it down, please? We're on the road. And whenever you go to the Book Club Restaurant and mention Lori and Julia's Book Club, you get a free appetizer or a free dessert with your purchase, with your meal. So without further ado, we are delighted because we read the best book, one of our favorites recently. We have Kara Ruda with us, and her latest book is called The Widow. Hello, Kara.
Hi, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Your book is so good, and it's so different because of your background in government. And maybe just give everybody a setup, and then we'll talk about the book and your experiences in Congress.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the book is the story of Jodi Asher. She's the spouse of a 30-year congressman. And when the story opens, Jodi's a little, I don't know, let's say, not happy with her husband because she's found out that he may be having an affair. And that is not part of her plan for their future. They worked really hard to become like the it couple on Capitol Hill. And so that's kind of the setup for the story.
And then throughout the story, but what's unique about it, what I thought was really cool, is at the beginning of every chapter, you give tips for spouses who are new to Congress, and it's based on your own experience because your husband was actually in government, and he was a senator from 2019 to 2021, and I just thought that was so clever how you did that, and it was just such
sometimes it was from the widow or, you know, Jody's
yes.
perspective, and then other times it was a congressperson, a staff member. Were all those things, those little tips, are those all true?
You know, this is a fiction book, but I will tell you, when my husband was elected to Congress, it was the first time that he had run for political office. So not only was it a big office, but it was just a whirlwind. So you found yourself in D.C. learning even just how to get around D.C., let alone like all the roles that you're supposed to do as a spouse. So a lot of those tips in there are, yes, in fact, based on what I kind of went through back in those days and, you know, all the things that you have to learn and you have to find a place to live and figure out where the office is and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was really fun putting those together. It's kind of like a walk down memory lane.
And so it, for some reason, in our press sheet, it said senator, but your husband was elected to Congress. And what kind of strikes you is that, oh my gosh, you spend all this time trying to get elected, then you get elected, and then you immediately have to turn around and try to get elected again.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. I think it's the most whirlwind position because senators serve 6 years and
sure.
Congress people turn up every 2 years. So, in fact, it is. That's because you come right off of the campaign season, especially if you're in a swing district like ours is. You barely win.
Right.
You go to D.C., you learn everything, and you just get up to speed, really, both from a spouse perspective and his legislative perspective, and then it's time to run again. And then there's a pandemic. So there's, you know, it was a lot.
Oh, you did it during the pandemic, yeah. Too. Oh, what a drag.
Kara,
at the very end, yeah.
So we're talking to Kara Ruda. Are we saying your name right?
Ruda, like Gouda.
Ruda. Okay,
Kara Ruda. Like Gouda.
Okay. About the widow. And one of the things that I really liked about the book is that Jody, who's the congressman's wife, the spouse of Martin, the guy who's, you know, behaving badly and doing some unethical things. But I really liked reading about a ruthless woman.
I knew you would. I know, you know, before she said
I have to say
the drops. I mean, I had to research the drops. I don't want to give too much away about your book.
But you guys, don't get away.
Yeah, but it is an interesting, was it fun for you to write about a woman who's ruthless? Because, I mean, she sacrificed a lot, though, being the wife of this congressperson and looking the other way on different things. And so I could see how one would become ruthless.
Yeah, and I do think, I mean, I'm glad that you guys enjoyed her. You know, some people are like, oh, she's terrifying. She is a little terrifying, but she's also very certain of what she's accomplished and where she wants to go, and she wants to do it with Martin together. They've built this life, but he was disappointing, to say the least.
I'd say.
Yeah, and I think what's fun for me in a character like this is, since I knew the setting from having experienced it for those 2 years, having her just be able to be set free on the hill with her goals and aspirations. I mean, she's got big goals for herself. It was really fun. And she is ruthless, but she also is kind of aware that she's ruthless. So hopefully she's got you can kind of see her soft sides too.
Oh, I'm just wondering if Nicole Kidman has optioned this, because I could see Nicole Kidman playing Jodie.
Oh, I could too. Yeah, mm-hmm. She would be great.
Okay, so you're a best-selling author. We didn't say that at the beginning. You know, The Next Wife, The Favorite Daughter, Best Day Ever, All the Difference. Was this one...
The Widow.
Completely The Widow, which we love. Was this kind of more fun to write because of you were doing it with a little bit more inside knowledge, or are they all your children and you love them all the same?
They're all my children, and they're all filled with a lot of ruthless women, come to think of it. After
Does this say something about you?
I know. What does that say? I mean, yeah, there was one review I loved that someone said, you know, another book with ruthless woman and a little bit ignorant men. Something like that. But I do, you know, I like strong women. I appreciate them. And I it's fun. This was fun because it was a different setting for me. Most of my stories have been set in suburbs, and this is my first like city book. So that was fun.
I think people are going to love this. Is today your book birthday or?
It's on Thursday.
Oh gosh, it's not even out yet.
Oh,
listen,
Casey, you're so good, Juliet.
Oh, I know. Your publicist Grace is so wonderful too. The book is The Widow. We love page turners. We read so many books, Kara. This one really stood out, and it was really, really super fun. The political part behind the scenes was really a wonderful twist, and just what people have to go through to get elected and all the other forces that are working at the same time as the individuals that are even just trying to get elected.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you appreciate that and that you enjoyed it, because it really is, because I want people to know it's fictional. And it was fun for me to write, but it also is full of kind of the insights, and the dedication in the book is to the spouses, because they're often the unsung servants to our country. And, you know, the politician themselves will get a lot of the credit and the accolades and, you know, the death threats too, but the spouses are serving and the families just as much. So that's another part I hope people take away from the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it just, I swear someone's going to option this. It's so good.
Well, maybe
I would love
has.
To see it.
Maybe
have
it
you been
has.
Optioned?
Yeah, tell us.
No, it's not optioned yet. So option away.
Option. We're going to start. Lori and I are threatening to start our own production company.
We're not.
But I would love to, because we read so many books.
Reese Witherspoon. This seems like it would be right up her alley. But Nicole Kidman has a production company too.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, best of luck. And I'm glad we talked to you before your birthday. So you're not 60 yet.
Yeah, right. Are you going out on a book tour for The Widow?
I am. I'm actually doing a book launch party here in Laguna Beach where I live on Thursday night. And then they're having a luncheon at the Congressional Club, which, as you guys know, is pretty prominent in the book as well, back in D.C. on January 5th. So that'll be fun to be back. Hopefully everyone won't be mad at me back in D.C.
No.
But
yeah, you're going to be a rock star. There'll be a few people who want to know the gossip, who's based on a real person.
Who's Martin? Who's the wife? Who's the daughter? Yeah. Who are the in-laws?
Kara, oh, have you been asked to be part of the Real Housewives of Orange County?
I was going to say.
And
it.
Would you do it?
No, I have not, and no way.
So true. Oh, there's something. Okay, so we have to ask you, what's the last great book that you read?
Gosh, you know, I was just asked to do pick my favorite book of the year for
Roundup.
I know, and so, but that's what popped in my head was The Maid. I loved that.
Loved it.
Yeah, loved it. So that just popped into my head. So that wasn't my last book I read, but that it's a great book.
And the cover was so good. I mean, covers are everything, and your covers are so good.
Yeah, I love my covers too. Thank you. Yeah.
Covers are so good. Well, we just wish you the best of luck and can't wait
to read
for your next
book. Well,
I mean, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you so much. It's really great talking to you.
Thank you. Well, good luck, and thanks again. And the book is The Widow by Kara Ruda, like Gruda. And we've got two copies of the books. Give Grant a call at 651-641-1071. Thanks again,
Bye,
Kara.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, and we are live at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. And look at the applause. It's standing room only. And we'd love it if you stop by for our Santa stop. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're so happy. We are at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. There's a fun show here tonight. We're having a Santa stop. We've got food. We've got peeps. We've got us. And it's so fun. And I just want to remind people, let's give a little, just two factoids, Lori, okay? Do you know that all the actors are members of the Actors Equity that act here? You know all that?
And we
Turn Lori's mic on. We are, thank you, Grant.
No problem.
We've turned it off.
Test, test.
We're good.
2, 3.
And the musical blockbuster Footloose is through February 4th. And then they have the prom for 4 months. And that, it's kind of the very first dinner theater in the country that has the licensing rights to it.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I think it's going to be fun. And this is one of the very few dinner theaters left in the country. I mean, there aren't that many left anymore.
Where else will we see our smart, big-hearted musicals if it weren't for dinner theaters, right?
It's our nation's largest theater, and there's so many great holiday shows going on. We talked about them a little earlier in the show. But go to visit ChanhassenDT.com for all the information, show tickets and everything.
Okay.
Right, what do we know?
Well,
what do we know, sister?
So I'm watching Extra the other day. Must have been was it just yesterday?
Extra. Yesterday was only Monday.
Right.
You know, it feels like it's Thursday. Right. Where are we going Friday?
So anyway, Jennifer Grey, they did interview with her and, of course, asked her about the Dirty Dancing, you know, that there's a movie.
She's doing it.
She's doing a movie, and she's going to play herself, baby. And she
said, as a mama baby.
Yeah, she said, we are going to see characters from the original. It's going to be tricky and exciting to make Dirty Dancing Part 2. They don't have another name. She's told Extra, well, of course, there will never be another Johnny.
Right.
Because there will never be another Patrick Swayze.
Right.
Never.
They wouldn't hologram him or anything, would
no,
they?
Nothing.
No,
she said the sequel will be a standalone piece. It's very tricky. I can't tell you much, sadly, but I will tell you that it involves my character, Baby. It will involve Kellerman's.
Oh, I love it.
There will be music, and Baby is going to be the age, you know, that I am.
I love it.
And
maybe it's just kind of like a middle-aged.
She said it's going to be Kellerman's music, dancing, love story, romance. I'm just so super committed and invested in making it a fresh take. There's a script. We're working on the script. We're going to start shooting it in the spring of 2023, and it comes out February 9th, 2024.
Oh, plan ahead.
And, well, that's what they do in Hollywood. And it's being directed by the original Dirty Dancing was directed by a guy named Emil Ardolino. What a great name.
Yeah.
And he went on.
AD for short.
He went on to make Sister Act.
Mm-hmm. Oh, another classic.
Another classic.
Musical classic, too.
Before dying of AIDS complications in 1993 at the age of just 50. And so, I mean, that's quite a legacy, just those two movies. So the sequel is being directed by Jonathan Levine, who directed Warm Bodies and 50-50, two movies I'm not acquainted with.
Neither of those sound like musicals or fun shows. Warm
but
Bodies.
Jennifer Grey's going to be in it, and I'm just thinking of A Christmas Story Christmas, and I'm wondering if Baby comes back to Kellerman's with her daughters, and maybe they are discovering the first twinges of lust.
And she falls in love with one of the parents. Maybe she's single. Johnny has passed. I don't know.
Yeah.
What about it being about her?
Well, no, it's going to be about her, but it'll be about her daughters and taking her daughters, and maybe, you know.
How do you know?
I don't know. I'm just trying to be a scriptwriter here. If you'd go with the
flow. I think it'll be on her.
Well, it will be, but they have to give her something else. They got to have the family dynamics, because so much of Dirty Dancing was a young woman exploring her first feelings of being sexual.
See how she went there, Grant?
Huh?
That's true. Yeah. It didn't take long.
No.
Well, I mean, that's what
it
was.
But it was, yes. It was, yeah. It was a hot movie, yeah.
Lori's having headphones.
Yeah,
issues.
I'm totally.
Why isn't it working?
Yeah, no.
You?
I can't hear a thing. But
yesterday,
anyway.
Okay. I think it's going to be fun because I saw that interview too. The only thing I was thinking is that if they, maybe it's her first time back without Johnny and, you know, she.
Well, they
falls
don't
in
end up together.
Someone.
They don't end up together in my mind at the end of that
movie. Okay, for you.
No, but you're, I mean, right, they don't end up together. It was just a thing and. He's too much older, and he is growing up to do so. It was just a great first love, like the goalie, Julia. Okay. Like the goalie for me.
I liken this back to my high school boyfriend, is where Lori just went there. And the goalie's always the hottest person on the team.
So true.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, they don't end up together, and so maybe she and her husband never go to Kellerman's because it reminds her of Johnny. He's died of a heart attack or something.
And they're having a reunion.
And she's going back with her daughters, and she's going to meet her sister, and she finally
I don't know why they don't hire us to write scripts.
Oh, I don't know.
This is brilliant.
And, you know, her mom, because Emily Gilmore, I can't think of the actress's
name. Mrs. Gilmore, hasn't
she
passed?
Who played Baby's mom, she is still around and wonderful and acting. Right. Yeah.
Bring it back.
So she could be in it. The mom.
Okay.
Yeah, I just can't think of her name.
Was it Kelly Bishop?
Yes,
Kelly Bishop. Yeah.
And Kelly's claim to fame, how she even got going in the acting business. She was the original chorus girl in A Chorus Line on Broadway, like in 1972.
Yeah.
She's got legs for days, and she was the mom. She was in Bunheads.
Oh, yes, she was.
Emily Gilmore.
That was such a good show.
So they get Kelly Bishop better be in it because her mom can be there.
I think they both went on dating apps.
Cynthia Rhodes.
Having a blind date at Kellerman's.
Yeah, and Cynthia Rhodes, she could be in it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they could have all those actors be back in it.
Sign you up to write. Yeah. I'm telling you. I like it all.
I'm definitely going to see this. This is definitely, you wouldn't think I would go see this, but I would be all on board to see a remake.
Grant,
a
we don't know what to think about what you're going to see.
Oh, this
no,
is.
You see everything.
Yeah. Well, Dirty Dancing, I think I've told you this story. When I was a kid, I used to say to my mom all the time, Dirty Dancing, because I just wanted to sit there and listen to the music as they dance.
The music, the soundtrack.
The soundtrack.
Good.
Yeah, my mom, that's all she.
Dirty
Dancing, mom. And so this is one I'd probably go take my mom to. I think this could be a lot of fun.
Yes, and I like it that Jennifer Grey, you know, is on board.
Embracing it, yes.
She knows it's going to be tricky, but just saying that it's going to be at Kellerman's and having original people back, I'm like, okay, it's going to have to be absolute, you know.
I wanted to go to a place like Kellerman's so bad. No, because my camps were wilderness, you know, carry a canoe, portage, that kind of thing. Wouldn't that have been fun? To do a show?
Well,
like to do a show at camp?
This was kind of how I felt when we lived in Japan, the whole time that we lived in Japan.
Because, you were a show?
Well, yes. Every Sunday at the NCO Club, there was like a kiddie show. So there was a dance and they would play kind of rock music and kids would dance with their parents. And then the parents would leave to probably go get drinks at the end, right next door at the bar. And then we would do other kinds of performances, or my sister and I would get up and lip sync, and we love dance syncing to different songs, you know. So we kind of like, it felt like a musical
that
camp.
Sounds like fun. Like Sundays were fun. And the bass.
On the bass, because, you know, you're living in another country, so it's not like, you know, you're just going to wander off and, you know, go do Japanese things. And so it's like a little village, the bass, with the movie theater and bowling alley.
Yes,
and
it's your little protected community.
Yeah, and then, but they always had, and everybody belonged to the same, you know, country club, because everybody got to go to the pool. Which was, you know, really exciting, as you know, being able to have access to a pool. So we always were lip and dance syncing and just thought it was so fun.
So fun.
So I don't know. Yeah, probably other military kids had the same
experience
in that way, when you're maybe not so much at U.S. maybe.
But for international.
When you're out of country.
Oh, that's it. Out of country. Well, we are out of time. We're going to take a quick break. We are live at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. We are here. We'd love it.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.